We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, Simen Kuf Tazayin Sif Hei. Kli Shesh by Tlai, if you have a vessel that has in it patches, Im Hubeinyin, if is in a circumstance, Sheyesh Lochish, that there's a real concern, Shem Yesh Tachas Tlai Mashu Chometz Ba'ayin, Ben, that there's some real Chometz under the patch, then we have to do libra on that spot until we can be confident if there was any chametz under that spot, if it would be completely burnt. And then we should do hagolah. But if there's no such a concern, if the patch was there before it was used for chametz, yochel agil k'maisha hu, all you need to do is hagolah. The k'maisha balsa chametz ken yaflit b'hagolah. The patch was there before the chametz was absorbed. Avol m'shtam sh'tchila b'kli chametz, but at first it was used for chametz. V'akach nosu, this keli was used for hat chametz. V'akach nosu as a tlai, and then they put the patch over it. As lo mahanalei hagolah, then the hagolah would not be helpful, l'mokim shetach satlai, for the spot under the patch. Al tzarech litengam ken hagod l'gecholim al tlai. Before we do our goal, we have to put coals on top of that patch. L'labin es hamokim hu, to do libum on that spot. V'm klai neschab batochs b'dil u'kesef k'dayma. If the patch is connected by having welded onto it lead or silver, yochel gilu k'mashu, then you could just do our golem. When they did the welding, then whatever was there, that welding process is equivalent to libun, and that took it out. And the same halacha we have if there's a keli made out of a bunch of parts and there are cracks between the boards, then we have to make sure that there's nothing in between those parts. Sivav, meducha, a grinder. If it is used to grind sharp foods, together with chametz, then libun kal is required. We fill it up with burning coals, and it gets that hot until it's so hot that if you would put straw on the outside, it would burn the straw. But if you only use it to grind pepper, sagi bagola, then hagola is sufficient. And if the grinder that's used for chametz should have libun kal, and if that is impossible, then it should not be used. Also, the preferable way of doing Hagolah on such a keli is by taking it apart before you do the Hagolah and doing Hagolah on each part separately. If you have something that was used to store whiskey, the taste and the smell of the whiskey are not expelled through agolah, unless you boil it in water. Afer is ash, what it means is some sort of detergent, until you've been able to remove the smell entirely, and then after you've done that, then it will be agolah will work. This is only by a vessel that's used to store whiskey. But if you have cups or bechers that people use to put whiskey in, that is not what we're speaking about, because they have to be kashered the way any of that type of a vessel needs to be kashered. If somebody wants to do hagolah on a big pot or in a big container, he should take stones and make them very hot. and you should put that into the pot or the whatever you're kashering. V'yirale mayim roischim, a kli rishon, pour in it boiling water from a kli rishon, v'gaglas hachavitz, agitate the chavitz, kedei shetagia hagolah hamakim, that all surfaces will have hagolah. And if you have a big pot that's too big to put into another pot, so that's the same procedure that you should do. Fill it up with boiling water and also have an even stone put into it so it could overflow. Our containers that are made out of boards that are connected with screws. If chametz, it was used to store chametz, kigon yain sraf, like whiskey, or shechzber kemach, or was used to store flour, lemahana la'agola, because there are particles all over. Siftas kol dovah shetzarech hagola, anything where the halacha requires hagola, lemahana la'klifa, just peeling off the outside layer is insufficient, el dafka hagola, hagola has to be done. Sif yud, kol keli she'efshel nekoseh hetif, if you have a vessel that cannot be properly cleaned, to go in hanofa v'kish shorichayim, the part where by the mill where there's a container where you put the food, the object that you want to grind, or the filter, the kain salam bags shemishnam shembem chametz that are used for chametz, or a megreris, which is a ribizen, which is a keli that's used to a grater. The kain kli shapiv tzar, or something that has a very narrow mouth, the af shel afshesha b'fnim, and therefore you can't get water all over. Or shesh lekodem, there are boards that prevent water from getting all over. Loy mahani hagolim, hagola will not be used. You can't. So, however, if you have a bag or a tablecloth that is used for chametz, then you could put them into the washing machine. But anything that has seams, you have to make sure that there's no chametz in the seam, and therefore you should clear that area out. But many poskim suggest that if you're going to wash it in the washing machine with hot water and detergent, that would be sufficient, because any chametz, if there is chametz, will become pogum, will become not royal achilas kelev after being exposed to that detergent. But the minhag ha'olam is that we get special tablecloths for Pesach, but if that's difficult, washing them in the washing machine is acceptable. Sif Yud Aleph, Hateva Shemitznim Ba Machem Kol Shana, boxes, drawers, where we keep food all year round, Olish Pomnish B'Shem Marach Min HaKederis, sometimes soup spills out on those places, Tzrichin Hechsher Kal, it needs some sort of a Hechsher, then Manish Marmalay and Roskin, we should pour in boiling water. If we're ever using Iri Kli Rishon, we should pour it out from the keli in which the water was boiled. Moreover, the water should not just be sprinkled or thrown. It should be poured in the water going straight down. However, a pantry where people store chametz, where it's unlikely that people will have left hot chametz, the halacha is we don't have to do hagol on that type of a pantry. Just cleaning them out well is sufficient. When we talk about tables, the minig is that we bring a hot stone, we put it on the table, then we pour on it boiling water, and we have the hot stone all over the table. That will cause that all the water that hits the table will be boiling. You should have to clean the table first. And after 24 hours, yachshirim, we could go through the kashering process. There are many that have the minig that even after going through this procedure, they don't just rely on the kashering. Elva priestess mapa idavacha, covering it with a tablecloth. Some people use two coverings, and there's some that suggest that the tables and that we have nowadays are not really used, that people put boiling hot food on the table. And therefore, if we cover the table, we cover the counter with two coverings, certainly that would be, the table with two coverings would certainly be adequate.